Today is Maundy Thursday. Throughout the week, we will reflect on the events of Holy Week. So wherever you may find yourself in this moment, try and make space to listen and experience the presence of God. As we begin, we open our minds and hearts and say, Come, Holy Spirit.
A reading from Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice in my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Let's pray together. God, help me to take a moment to pause and center my heart and mind on you. Teach me by the work of your Spirit within me to give thanks for all you have done. In and through all things, you have been faithful, walking alongside me at every turn. Help me to live in such a way that your goodness and love are made known to the world around me. A reading from 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. When you remember Jesus, what stories or characteristics about him come to mind? Imagine you were with Jesus at the Last Supper. What would you say to him? What would he say to you? How is your life a proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection? Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.